Blog Talk Radio.
Righteous mane everywhere I go. You're gonna light my candle, son. You're gonna make it shine. You're gonna lead me to the throne. I am a working mate. I get things done. Work for the Holy Ghost. Work for the Son. I am a working mate. Oh yes, I am. I am a special agent of the Lamb. City child, I was born in the north. I was born in the autumn time. Lord only knows what for. I was born when leaves turn red. Born when things are dying. But I was born with a big old mouth. I am a working man. I get things done. Work for the Holy Ghost. Work for the Son. I am a working man. Oh yes I am. I am a special agent of the Lamb.
Sometimes the work gets tiresome. I'm going to be honest today. Sometimes you feel like running from the work. But I tell you, it is so worth it. It is so worth it today. And it is so worth it to know one day your work will speak for you. Hallelujah. Yes, it will. And so you continue on in Him. You continue working for Him. And Shante told me something last night. She said, Mama, I said, what? She said, I promise I was not going to call you until probably one day early next week. I said, what's wrong? She said, I never known you to be so short with me. I said, short? She said, Mama, I know what it is. It's the work. I said, yeah. She said, and I just wasn't going to call you. So, y'all know I had to go to the Lord and got to keep going to him. And Lord, I don't let the work overwork me, but I obey with pleasure. I obey in loving kindness, because sometimes too much can make you act a certain way, and you don't even know you're acting like that. I had no clue I was acting like that, but she felt like I assumed that I hurt her feelings. And so, you know, we talked last night and everything. God is faithful to us, but we just have to be careful, even in working unto him, because we don't want to hurt no one's feelings. We don't want to make nobody that we're working for feel uncomfortable. We want to walk it by the book and do what he says to do. Now, we know we have those that come and they want to use folk and milk the cow as long as they can and all this kind of thing. I was talking to Sister Jerry yesterday on my way home from the prison. And she was telling me, she said, well, Barbara, you know, you're older now and got them bad knees and a bad back. And, you know, you just need to do this and do that. I said, and you're right, Jerry. I'm with you when you're right now, you see. But sometimes you just have to keep on keeping on. And it's already all right, because my days could be full of just relaxing. I'm retired. I don't punch a clock anymore. It could be full of relaxing, laughing and talking with friends on the phone and talking to my children and my grandchildren and grandchildren texting me while they in school, because I got one granddaughter. That's what she going to do. She going to text me from the school. I said, my goodness. But listen. We want to do what God called us and chose us to do, and not how we feel. Because some days you feel like throwing in the towel because of the work, and it never ends. Yeah. This is why I don't understand preachers who have retired. How you retire from working? But I assume they just preached, and that was it. Their job was to preach and sit down. And now they feel like they're too old to preach anymore, so there's nothing for them to do. This that I have, it takes a licking and keep on ticking. It never stops. The work never stops. If it's not this, then it's that. If it's not that, then it's this. Something is always going on that God can use you to work to bless his people. So y'all keep me lifted up in prayer. I thank God for Brother Perry and his prayer for me. And I needed that prayer that morning. I'm telling you, I needed it. And Brother Marquez Griffin, God bless you. Son, God bless you. Thank God for you. And every Sunday, y'all know Marquez going to call me. Every Sunday that the Lord said, if he's able to get to the phone, he called me. And so he called me yesterday. I was on my way to the prison. And he called me, hey, how you doing, Miss Barbara? I said, I'm good. And he was telling me some things. And then we talked about some shows. He was listening to a show from March, I think it was. And he said, sometime I go back and I get the old shows. I guess they oldest but goodies. And he go back and take a listen to them. And he asked me about Rima, and I told him, I said, well, I don't really know Rima personally. I just know her walk with the Lord and how God brought her and her brother out, you know, from a bad place. And so he said, oh, he said, that was Friday. I said, yeah. He said, I got to go in there when I get home. Because he said, that's an in-home message right there. That's when you're in the house, you go listen to that one. So he said yesterday when he got home, he would take a listen to Friday's show. With Rima testimony. I told him, I said, get you some tissue for your eyes. He said, okay. Yeah. Because some testimonies are very touching. Very touching. Very heavy. And we just thank God that we can endure. Hallelujah. We can endure. And that he's faithful. And we thank God for the great outcome that Rima had and her brother had. Yeah, in their testimony. Thank you, Jesus, for your bringing them out today, Lord God. We give you glory. We know that God, you above everything and everybody, and there's nothing, Father, too hard for you to do. Thank you, Lord. We thank you today. And so this morning, listen, we have Pastor Bill Jenkins. He's coming live around 8 o'clock. And he's got a book he wrote, and it's called The Prophetic Almanac. And so he's coming to talk to us about 2022. And he's saying that in this book that he wrote, you'll learn God's prophetic plan and vision for 2022, what the number 22 means when it's mentioned in the Bible, what it means to be born on the 22nd day of the month, God's commands for his church in 2022, fun and entertaining facts about the number 22, how each chapter 22 of the books of the Bible provides wisdom and guidance for 2022, specific dates, places, and people to watch in 2022, key scriptures for 2022, a spiritual forecast for the United States in 2022. So we'll be taking a listen to him. He's coming live this morning to share with us, and I want to see what he's got to say. I know this, every number represents something, I'm sure, with God. Every number represents something. But I know this. If we got the Holy Ghost, we got it all. Do y'all hear me? If you have the Spirit of God living in you, you have it all. When I tell you, you got more than you need. And see, some people, they are more fleshly than spiritual. So they need more fleshly things to get through this life. I need more spiritual things to get through this life. And the reason I need more spiritual, because God is a spirit. And if I have his spirit living in me, the more I seek his spirit, the more wisdom I'm going to have in him. And I know we think it's important for electric, water, a roof over our head, food in our bellies, money, cars to drive, and many other things. And they are very important. And I do enjoy what God, you know, give to me. But the most important thing that there could ever be is the Spirit of God that lives in me, the Spirit of Almighty God. Aside from that, the most important thing is to have discernment and to know when God is moving and when he's not. These are very important things. Because if not, we would allow the fleshly part of us to rule more than the spiritual part. And we'll follow our flesh more than we follow the Spirit of God. And many days you've heard me say, there's no good thing in the spirit. I mean, in the flesh. The natural man, there's no good thing in him. This is why he can kill, he can steal, he can destroy. Yeah. I know we say, you know, the scripture said that, but what the devil come for, that's his purpose, and it is. But man can also do the same thing. Yeah. So we need the Holy Spirit, and we need to allow the Holy Spirit to lead and guide, and God give us discernment so we'll know, go this way, go that way. I don't trust that. Don't do that. Go over there. Yeah. You need all of that. We got it when we was children from our parents. I did. Yeah. But God is faithful unto us. If we want to be faithful unto him, we can. It's our choice. But we depend more on the natural man and more on the flesh than anything else, because we've been with that so long. When I received the Holy Spirit, I've been here longer than I had the Holy Spirit. So I've been depending on Barbara for a long time in the ways that Barbara think and the way that Barbara, want to do things. But now, because I have the Spirit of God and discernment now, it's totally different. Hallelujah. My life is different. I'm so thankful. Oh, you have no clue. I'm so thankful unto him. And we all should seek him for the Holy Ghost. Yeah, get your eyes off the world, because where they're going is not where we're going. See, we're not headed in the same direction. You heard the scripture say that wide is the road that leads to destruction, and many there be. Few on that road that lead to Jesus, that's leading to God. And every now and then, you'll pass somebody. Yes, sir, Brother Lewis. Yes, Lord, thank you. We're not going to the same place. See, the world headed somewhere where you're not accustomed to that. You're not used to that, to where they're headed. Basically, you're accustomed to peace and love and joy and happiness, and you can talk to God, you see. Not only that, but you can ask God and he give wisdom. He give blessings. He make ways. He provides, you know, for where they're heading. That's not where they're headed to get. So we want to be careful and continue down that straight and narrow road that leads to Almighty God that have all the power. Yeah, that leads to the God that so loved us. He sent his only begotten son, that if we'll believe, we won't perish but have everlasting life. See, we want that road. We on that road that's leading to the one that says, trust in me. Hey, I feel all right there. With all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding, and all thy ways acknowledge me. Become the promise, and I share, and I share direct that path. I'm not going to fall short from my word. I'm going to lead and guide you in the right path. Another thing, his name is on you. And if you know anything about his name, he's going to make sure things are good because of his name. You can never lie on him because of his name. His name is great. Hallelujah. And whatever I do, if my name is on it, it's going to be perfect. Sometimes it don't feel perfect to us because it's not that natural desire. Our natural desire is to please the flesh. But if you please in the Spirit of God, it's perfect. If you know the Spirit of God, you know it's perfect. Huh? God is faithful to us. We just got to be learned to be faithful back unto him. And people don't want to do that. They want this life. They want to build for this life. Yeah. I could care less about the house on the hill with the dog named Fluffy and Fluff Fluff. I could care less. I know you think I'm joking. I have a roof over my head, food on my table, clothes on my back, shoes on my feet. God bless him with a car to drive. I got about $6 and some change, if that much. I don't need gas. I got gas in my truck. I'm good. He supplied. And those were needs. I have electric water, hot and cold running water, an indoor bathroom. God supplied. He supplied for me. I don't need really more than he supplied. But I want a lot of things. And because of those wants, he come in and open doors and make ways. Where I see no way. I don't even know the way. Hallelujah. So if we'll seek him today for his spirit and seek him for discernment, and Lord, show me how to allow your spirit to lead and guide me. Teach me how to let spirit lead and guide me, Lord. Because look what it's called, Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. The scripture says, be ye holy, for I am holy. I was sitting talking to one of my sons yesterday, and he told me this. He said, Mama, he said, look. I said, yeah. He said, God, I haven't told us everything. Some things in the 66 books. He said, but some things God is speaking, I say, right now, direct from heaven, hot off the press. He said, yeah. And Apostle Paul told me this. He said it was some things he wanted to tell us, but he could not. See, because we wouldn't understand. And I understand what he's talking about. Because of this, we've got church etiquettes, church protocols. We think that people should be this way, and we think that people should be that way, and they should act like this, and they should pray like that. And while she over there eating a hot dog, she should be praying. Now I'm eating my hot dog because I want it. I have my prayer time. Believe me. I can sit on the couch and talk to you and pray. I know you don't understand it because I'm two people. I know you won't understand. Yeah, I'm Barbara, and then I'm Barbara that's full of the Spirit of God. So Barbara, the natural Barbara, is talking to you. The Barbara that have the Spirit of God is talking to God, not you. Oh, I know you don't understand, but it's all right today in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Yeah. I can be eating my dinner and talking to the Lord. I'm waking up. I'm waking up. And I'm talking to the Lord. I didn't even open my eyes yet. I didn't unrecline yet. And let me tell y'all something. Even when we are not faithful, God is faithful to us. He woke me up yesterday morning praying. And it had been a minute since I prayed like that. And I woke up praying, and then I was on my way up to the prison. And on one of them back roads back there, Brother Lewis, back there on 121, over in Union County. I was going down the road, and the Lord began to show me a vision, and I began to tell him thank you for the vision. And it was for Christmas. It was for the holiday. And I began to tell him, thank you. And the spirit of praise came on me. And I couldn't yell or nothing, but all I could do is just go ahead and let him just have his way while I'm driving my truck on down to the prison. You see, when I woke and then, oh, goodness, oh, help me today, Lord, help me today. As I'm just sitting on the couch, and I'm having dinner and everything, and I'm just on the couch, and I think I tried to watch TV, but I couldn't. And the Lord's speaking and showing me some things, and the phone, before that, the phone had rang, and I had talked to Angela Foote, and she was telling me about the good time my mom, Anna Lee Foote, had with me. And because we had a good time, you know, with a praise service on the phone and talked to the Lord and everything. God used my mouth. And so she and I talked. And, you know, I'm impressed by her job. I mean, I never met nobody that give the doctor the tools to cut bones and, you know, do operations. And the way she talks, oh, see, I would be doing flips, telling God, Lord, I thank you, I can do this. But for her, she's this humble, down to earth. It's no big thing. When the housekeepers come in to clean up after the operation been done, she pick up and do stuff to help them before they come in. Now, that's not her job. But she told me this. She says, a job that's easy, anybody can pick up the trash, the bloody gloves, the this and that, and put it in the garbage where it goes. She said, and when the housekeepers come in, all they have to do is wipe everything down, you know, make sure everything is sanitized, I guess. And they go on. She says she stay behind if she don't have a service so quick. The next one, she just stay behind and help them clean up. And then she go to the next room and prep to get a doctor the tools in that room. She said, and many people say, oh, I saw you in the operating room. Will you work in housekeeping? She says, no, I don't, you know, but I help them out, but I'm a surgical tech. She said, and a lot of people say, what? She said, yeah, I'm a surgical tech. Because when she told me that, that's what I said too. I said, what? Yeah, because I never met nobody that close to the operation, that close to the doctor doing the operation. Because she's right there, and all she's doing is handing him tools. But you got to know what tools to hand him. When he asked for this, you got to know what that tool is, because what he's doing, it's got to be like clockwork, because he's finishing up something to keep this person alive. And if he get the wrong tool or take too long, it could be deadly. Yeah. So I thank God. I thank God. And we talked a while, and she blessed me real good with the things she told me about her parents and her mother. And just like myself, she said, you know what? I didn't know we was poor. I didn't know we was poor. I didn't either. Because, see, when you got love in the house, you don't know you're poor. But if your parents striving for stuff and things, they never stop to hug you, never stop to give you a kiss, never stop to teach you or to say, like my dad used to tell me, say, hey, your dad is thinking now because you did wrong. Do you know what you did wrong? He said, I'll never spank you and not let you know why you got your spanking. That's love. He took time with my brother and sister and I because he wanted us to be good. He wanted us to have a good childhood. He didn't want us to grow up thinking he didn't love us. And she was telling me, she said, no matter what, my dad didn't leave us. Well, mine didn't either. And she said he raised her mother's siblings, her mother's sisters and brothers, that was younger than her, I'm sure. He raised them. He said in some, she said some the dad bought a car for them. Some he sent to school. Some may have gone to the military. He said the girls got married that he raised. Her dad, her mom's husband, raised her mom's sisters and brothers. How often you hear that? Excuse me. Especially today. But I knew where she was coming from, because that's what they did back in the day. People looked out for each other, especially family. Family looked out for each other the very best that they could. But as we come on up in the ranks now, come on up in time, that devil come to steal, kill, and destroy. And the word said it would be daughter against mother. Mother against daughter, son against father, father against a son, huh? Because the enemy come but to kill, steal, and destroy, and that's what he's doing. He's using people to destroy their family, to destroy themselves. I've never seen so many weak people. I've never seen so many people who don't love themselves. They love others more than they love them. And I can remember back in the day, the saints of God would say, loose him, devil. Loose him. Let him go. And I said, I'm going back to that. He got the loose folk. Yeah, I can't continue. To let people be bound up by the devil. When God gave me binding and loosing power. So he got to loose the people and let them go. Yeah, because that's ridiculous. You bound up, and you can't even care about you. You're so bound up. You care about everybody else but yourself because you're bound. You got you tied up. And you'd rather see somebody else do better than for themselves than you. I mean, in the way that God said we're supposed to love us. Not because you're selfish. But you're supposed to love you enough to take care of you. Mm-hmm. I've had people that tell me, hey, Sister Barbara, now you need to slow down and do this and that, because if you don't take care of you, you won't be able to take care of nobody else. You won't be able to help people because you haven't helped yourself, and that's true. Yeah. So he got loose in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We're moving right along this morning. And again, today our guest is Pastor Arthur Bill Jenkins and the Prophetic Almanac. He's the author of that book. I think I'm saying it right, y'all. And we'll be taking a listen to him a little bit later. He said he would bring a message. And then he wanted to talk about his book today. So, yeah, we'll go there. All right, but let's go to this one right here. Forever Jones that he wants it all. Hallelujah. I believe God deserves it all. He deserves our all because he has given so much to us. But people don't think so. People don't think they should let go to God and just let God have his way. Wait a minute. No, I got to hold on to this. I cannot let this go. Well, you're going to lose it all because you didn't give it to God so he could fix it. Because it's, and they keep saying they're banging their head against a brick wall, but they can't stop until all their brains fall out and they are destroyed. They're ended. Hallelujah. We thank God we know better. Let's go to this.
That the voice cries out in the silence, searching for a heart that will love him, longing for a child that will give him their all, give it all, he wants it all. And there's a God that walks over the earth. He's searching for a heart that is desperate and longing for a child that will give him their all, give it all. He wants it all. And he said, love me with your whole heart. He wants it all today. Serve me. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all. There's a God that walks over the earth. He's searching for a heart that is desperate, longing for a child that will give him their all. Give it all. He wants it all.
If it had not been for you, we would not be here. We opened our eyes this morning, God, because you gave us the strength to open our eyes. We were able to rise because you gave us strength in our limbs and the facilities of our body. We were able to get here, God, because you blessed us and brought us the way of safety and did not allow harm to come to us, Lord. We're grateful to again come into your presence because we know where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And as we come before you today, have your way, Lord. Let flesh be crucified that you might be glorified, that your people might be edified in the name of Jesus. For God in you is life. And that's what we seek, God, life. Eternal life, God. We pray, oh God, today that you will touch every person that hath come seeking you, Lord. Bind the hand of the devil, God. Rebuke the hand of the enemy, Lord. God, let your anointing that resonates in this place even now. God, let there be an outpouring on your people. We need you, God, to take us to another level in you, Lord. God, we're faced with demonic forces, God. Evil spirits have come up against us, Lord, and we need to be fortified with your power. God, we can't make it on our own strength, God. We don't have enough to stand on, Lord. But we know, God, that your joy is our strength. Fill us up on today in the name of Jesus. Somebody have come this morning burdened down, God, with the issues of life, God. Somebody, God, is in the battle of their life. Somebody's, God, fighting in their mind and in their spirit, Lord, where the devil have come in to war against them, Lord. But we thank you, God, because we know greater are you that's within us than he that is within this world, God. We know, God, that you are a deliverer, Lord, that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you're no short of your promise, Lord, and you're able to deliver us, Lord. Touch us on today, Lord. We need you like never before. Fill us up with the Holy Ghost, God, and give us a refilling, Lord, that when we leave here today, Lord, we can leave with your anointing, Lord, that as we meet men and women, boys and girls, they might be converted to know who you are, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. We thank you because you are a healer. You're the God that healeth thee, and healing is in your wings, and you're able to touch our feeble bodies. You're able to save our troubled souls. And in the name of Jesus, bind every demon, Lord, every demonic force, Lord, God, that comes to keep us in the same place, Lord. We're willing, God, to surrender and say yes to your will, Lord. We're willing to turn our lives, God, over into your hands, Lord, because we come to the place, God, where we realize like never before, we need you, Jesus. More than anything we know, we need you, Jesus. While men are trying to find, God, solutions to this chaotic world, God, we're looking to you, Lord, because we know for every right desire, there is an answer. And Jesus, you're that answer. There's no need for us, God, to turn hither or thither, Lord. We need but to look for you, Lord, because you're the answer, God, for our troubled lives, Lord. Touch on the day, God. Break every yoke, oh God. Save on the day, God. Deliver on the day, God. Jesus, we need you, Lord. We need you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. We're crying out to you, Lord. We know that you're able to save our souls. We know that you're able, God, to heal our bodies, Jesus. We know that you're able, God, to turn our situations around. Jesus, no other help we know. No other help we know. No other help we know, God. You're able, Jesus, to deliver our children. You're able, Jesus, to save the unsaved husband. You're able, Jesus, to heal the cancer patient. Nothing too hard for you, Jesus. No other God we know. We know that you're able, Jesus. We know that you're able, Jesus. We say yes to your will, God. Yes to your way, Lord. Have your way, Jesus, and we'll thank you for it. And we'll give your name the praise. And we'll bless you, Lord. Yes, we thank you, Lord. And we bless your holy name. Come on, open your mouth and give the Lord some praise.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We give him the glory, the honor, and the praise because not only does he hear us, but God answers prayers. And we thank him today for it. And I tell you, when I look at the Lord and how he's doing things, it just blessed me real good is all I can say today. Because of this, he takes care of everything if we will allow him to. When I tell you he takes care of everything, and I'm not really going through. I mean, I have trials, and my trials come to make me strong. There's nothing come my way that God can't handle. And when I learned that I can let it go and walk away from it, and he has never lied to me. He's not a lying God. So if I believe this, no matter what come my way, I can leave it on the altar and go do what I want to do, go do what I need to do, go do what I should do, and it's not holding on to what I can't fix, what I can't change, what I can't do. I'm doing what I can. I can laugh. I can have peace, joy, happiness, a good time. I can travel. I can cook me something good, whatever. And I let that thing go, because once you let it go, you're going to become free. And once you become free, your mind going to run free. Look, Spanish lessons, keyboard, painting by numbers. And that's another thing I'm about to do. Yeah. And I know y'all going to just say, oh, she need to just stop it, I say. I can hear Jerry right now. Stop it, I say, Barbara. Yeah. I always wanted to see if I could fly a plane. That's just something I always wanted to do. And I found this out because I go on the 13th for the knees. And I believe they're going to fix these knees without surgery. Because 20 years ago, I got some shots in one knee. And that shot fixed that knee, and it lasted 20 years. I don't care what weight I gained, what weight I lost. The knee never did nothing. And so I'm going back to see about getting that again. Now, if I get that, I want to see about the flying lessons. And first taking the classes, you know, to learn and to see what all of this entails for me to actually get a plane off the ground into the air. Because I believe this, I'm living my best life. And I've been living my best life, but I had to let go and I had to learn how to live a life in God. And living a life in God, when I tell you, you really don't have problems. You let that stuff go. You put it on the altar and you walk away. If you said you put it on the altar, you still worried over it. You still fooling with it. You still trying to fix it. You trying to do things that make it happen. You didn't walk away. You still holding on to it. And as long as we got the situation, God can't fix it. But when we put it on the altar, walk away, forget it. Go home. He'll come in and take it. I told you about times I prayed for things. And when it come, I'm like, wow. And the Lord will remind me, you prayed for this. And it come back to my memory. I sure did. Lord, I thank you. God, I thank you. I thank you. Yeah. Because it's some things that you wanted to do in your younger life, but you didn't feel like you could. Even in your younger life, you felt bound. You felt, it's not the time. I don't have this. And I can't do it because I don't have that and whatever. But in my older years, I found out if I let go, God can come in. If I hold on to it, it's nothing he can do with it because I still have it. And if I'm going to hold on to it, don't pray. If I'm going to pray, let it go. Don't hold on to it. Yeah. He's my Alpha and Omega. He's your beginning and end as well. Is all we need, all we need. Because without him, we can do nothing. And we keep talking about what we're talking about. We're not talking about what God is saying. Because we want it. We want it. He said message after message. We don't hear. Yeah. We don't put it to practice. See, I had to put it to work. I had to actually put it to work. And I walked away. I'm telling you, some things was hard to walk away from, but I was able to do it. And I continued, when I learned, I continued to do a little more, because perfect practice makes perfect. If your practice is perfect, you're going to become perfect at doing this thing. So I'm not perfect at it yet, but I'm so close, because I got peace. I don't let nothing get under my skin yet. The biggest thing worrying me is when people don't obey God. It don't worry me, but it upsets me, I'm going to tell the truth. And I try to keep a straight face, but God's speaking, and you talking about what you talking about. The end going to be destruction for you. You're going to lose. Because you'll never out-battle the devil. He's been here too long. He no more tricks than you. He's not smarter. He's just wiser because he's been here so long. He know the ins and outs of things. He done tried different things on many people and got the same result. He say they all the same. Let me try this on this one and try that on that one and watch. And him and the demons laugh. They're not going to let that go. What? That's embedded in them right there. Watch this. When God asked him what he was doing, he said he was going to and fro seeking whom he may devour. The devil didn't say it. God said, have you considered my servant Job? Because he know what he put in Job. God knew really who Job was and how embedded his word was in Job and how Job knew God and the things that God was capable of doing. Many of us say we know him. We don't know him. Many of us will say we trust him. I'm going to tell you when they trust him, when they're getting what they want. When the result says, yes, yes, God is a good God. Oh, I love him, yada, 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 yada. Because they're getting what they want. Now, when they're not getting what they want, you can try and talk to them about God. They're not going to hear that. And he could be speaking out of your mouth. They don't even know it. And they're not going to hear that either. They go to making excuses. When I tell you they will come up, you have no clue. But God is faithful to us. And I'm thankful unto him this morning. Listen, we're going to one more song of the morning. We're waiting for our morning guest to come in, Pastor Arthur Bill Jenkins. And we're waiting for him to get in, and I'm so grateful unto the Lord for the opportunity to hear, because I want to see this morning, and I want to hear this morning what's being said. And if I'm not mistaken, he's the author of the Prophetic Almanac. And so I never saw a prophetic almanac. Now, I've seen the regular almanac. They know when to plant stuff and this kind of thing. They know when the sun going to, all this kind of stuff. The almanac give that to you. But I always thought the almanac, and I could be wrong now. I could be wrong because, you know, I don't know everything. But I always thought the almanac had some kind of connection to the devil. I don't know why I thought that. And maybe it was because he's the prince of the air and this is telling you about, I don't know. I never really got deep into the almanac. What you think, Brother Louis? Because I know Louis most likely said, well, you know, the words say this and that without saying it, you know. But it was just my way of thinking. I'm not saying the almanac is wrong or anything like that. I don't really know a whole lot about it other than that farmer's almanac. They knew when to plant seeds. Says my dad, he used to take the watermelon seeds and soak them in a little water with some sugar. And then at a certain time, he would plant them. And when these watermelons came up out the ground, you're talking about something sweet. To me, it was like a candy. So after dinner, and we rest our stomach a while, he would say, I'm going to cut a watermelon. Ooh, we would have a fit. Because it was a child's paradise to have that candy tasting sweet, wonderful watermelon. And I didn't like it cold. Don't make my watermelon cold. Give me mine out the patch. Okay. And he would cut it. And we would be eating it and eat because it's just so good. And the watermelon juice running. He said, hold up. Do not eat the rind, that white part. He said, it may make you sick. He said, so don't eat that part. If you need another piece of watermelon, I have another piece with your name on it. I said, well, give me my second piece because I'm at it. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. But that's what I knew. And I was thinking he used the almanac to do some stuff. But I believe it's from, you know, where he come from, where he was trained from childhood. His parents was sharecroppers, and they planted a lot of vegetables, and they lived on a peach orchard and all that kind of thing. And out in front of their house, they had a huge pond, and there was a huge tree, because he took us back to show us where he grew up as a child. And the house was empty. They was using that for like a barn, but a huge house. So they were storing hay and different stuff like that up in the house. And so he took us out and showed us the pond. He said, I fished in this pond for many days. And my brother and I looked at each other, what? He said, and see back there all those trees? We said, yeah. He said, those are peach trees. Some of them are plum trees. He said, and I was the baby of the family, so I didn't have to work. So they brought me out because there was no babysitter, because everybody in the house had to come to work. He said, and we go out, and all I would do all day is rip and run and play. And he said, sometimes I would eat so many plums and peaches, you could hear sloshing in my stomach, slosh, slosh. We was like, really, Daddy? He was like, yeah. He said, and those were the days. He said, and when I was a boy, we had ham, sausage, bacon, smoked pork chops on the table for breakfast. You had a choice of syrup or jellies or jams. And y'all know how greedy I am and food loving. I said, what kind, Daddy? He said, well, we would have blueberries. We would have strawberries. He said, peaches. He said, and peach was my favorite. He said, we had a watermelon rind preserve. I'm like, what? He said, oh, it was so good. And so I'm like, okay, okay. And he said, you could have biscuits. And they called them, was it flapjacks or hotcakes? I can't remember. Something they called it. But it was pancakes. And he said, they didn't have waffles. And you could have biscuits or them pancakes. And he said it was real syrup that was grind from the mill, from sugar cane. I was like, wow. And he told me, he said, when you use white flour, that flour has been bleached. He said, but when you use wheat flour, it's the natural flour, because flour comes from wheat, and wheat is brown. I didn't understand at the time. And me and my brother, we trying to figure it out. Yeah. But those were the days, and these people, the grandmother and the granddaddy on my dad's side, they were saved. Hotcakes, yeah. And they believed in God. And later on, my dad, he gave God his life. And I believe he led my mom to the Lord. She was in church, but she didn't have it like he had it, and so, you know, he would explain things to her and talk to her so that she could believe. Yeah. Like, you know, the way we believe today, God is. God is. He's our everything. And so we're thankful unto him. Listen, we're going to this one this morning. And when we come back, we're hoping to come back with our guest this morning, Pastor Arthur Bill Jenkins of the book Prophetic Almanac. Hallelujah. Wait, let me see what Lewis said. This almanac actually publishes a book on astrology, which recommends relying upon moon phases and zodiac signs when determining when to plant, breed, livestock, prune. Yeah, that's why I always thought it was witchcraft, Brother Lewis, because is it astrology? It's another one. Yeah, where they got some witch stuff in there. I just always thought that. And I used to see, it looked like on the almanac, it had Medusa on it with these snakes coming out of head or stuff. I don't know. That could have not been what it was, but that's what I saw as a child, and I moved on. I don't know. I don't want to look at no almanac. Y'all keep that over there. I'm good. But I think my dad used that to plant. I really think so. Or somebody taught him that. Yeah. Because he couldn't read. He couldn't read and he couldn't write. He could write his name. But you just could not outcount him. Yeah, because you wasn't going to take his money. Yeah. So listen, we're going to this one, and astrology is forbidden in the word. Yeah, see, that's what I was thinking, Brother Lewis. I was thinking it was some type of witchcraft. Yeah, something got to do with something that we wasn't, yeah, supposed to be doing. And I sure believe that was a picture like of a Medusa on the front of it with snakes coming out of head, and it had little tiny words or something. But I never got involved in it to really know. Yeah. So we're grateful this morning. So listen, we're going to this one. And when we come back, we'll be right back.
is the kind of radio you need. Yes, Jesus is a morning radio. Bold radio for real people.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's the Lou and Sherry song this morning by the House of Prayer. It's their band that's playing all those horns and saxophones and all of that. And I just know it to be a great song because it's the blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary. It's the blood, and it'll never lose its power. It reaches from the highest mountain to the lowest valley. Yeah, the blood will never lose its strength from day to day. Ah, we thank God for the blood this morning. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus that was shed for us. Oh, many, many years ago. Many, many years. And that blood still works today. Hallelujah. And so we thank God this morning. We're patiently waiting for our guest to come in, Pastor Bill Jenkins, this morning. And I knew it was one of the other of these almanacs, and it was the astrology one that did the one that had the Medusa, I thought it was, with the snakes out the head and the little words and all of that. And that one people use too. And Christian folks, because I don't think they really knew a whole bunch of stuff, but they used that one too. But astronomy. Yeah. That's the one that talked about the planning, what would be a good sign to grow this and to grow that and to all kind of different stuff that people use daily, you know, natural remedies, natural home remedies. Yeah, Brother Louis, you know, because they like, they give you honey and lemon for a cold. That's considered a natural home remedy. So this book had those kind of things in it. It had times and seasons for other things, the weather, and just different things, subjects, you know, in there on topics you wanted to know about. And that particular almanac is the one I believe my dad used or someone taught him about. But that other one about the astrology of, I think that's what they call it, Louis, when it's the signs, what's your sign? I'm Pisces, I'm Sagittarius, I'm Aries. That right there, that was even taught that was a wicked, you know, witchcraft and foolishness. And the tarot readers and all these kind of people, the palm readers and folk like that, they do all this kind of stuff. And folks say, well, I heard a preacher say one time, all right, now I'm going to read you. I say, read? I got to go because I don't need nobody to read me. If you're not going to tell me what God says, you're shaking your crystal ball, I got to go. I don't need nothing out that ball. Yeah. I need what God says. And I need the warnings of God. I don't need no warnings. And see, even the palm readers, though, not, the gift came from God. And it is what it is. It's a gift. He gave it to you, and he won't take it back. And if he gave that to you, you can use it for whatever you want. And many use it for what's not for God. They use it to make money off it. That's why a lot of people run to all these different people. Yeah, they run to so many people. What the Lord say? I got something to tell you. He said, get in them 66 books. Let him save you for real and baptize you in the Holy Ghost. Now, that's what he told me to tell you. Baby, they run for the hills. They don't want to hear that. Is Big John cheating on me? What? I don't know if Big John cheating on you. But if you got that in your mind, most likely he cheating on you. Now, what you going to do if you find out? Well, if he cheating on me, I'm going to leave. Well, go ahead and pack your bags. You'll be all right. I got time for that. But see, that's what the soothsayers do. And that's what these people... I don't forgot what they call them now, Brother Louis. Oh, I had the name right there on the tip. But that's what they do. They read palms. They're supposed to be mind readers and all of this kind of stuff, bringing folks back from the dead. And look here, I want to stick with the word of God. I don't even want to be in my flesh with this foolishness, because you're opening up a Pandora's box of some kind. Don't play with the devil. He's not the one to be played with. You understand? So you don't want to do that. You want to be ye holy, for he is holy. And you want to keep the word of God near and dear to your heart, because the word is a lamp unto your feet, if you will allow it to be, and a light unto your path. The scripture says, forever, O God, look at Proverbs, forever, O God, thy word is settled in heaven. And if we play with any other kind of thing other than the things of God, then we play with the devil, because there's only two, evil and good. But we're going back to say this, be ye holy, capital H-O-L-Y, for I am holy. Yeah. And this is what we need. Because without God, we can do nothing. If we're allowing our flesh, the natural man, anything other than him leading and guiding us, we headed in the wrong direction. Instead of being on that narrow road that leads to him, we're on the wide road that leads to destruction, because we're doing what the world do. He said, we're a peculiar people. That means we're different. We're separated. We have a royal priesthood. But if we like everybody else, what's so different about us? Nothing. We're doing the same thing everybody else is doing. Now, I want to be strange. I want to be different. Yeah. Because God is not the same. Ah, thank you. And what I mean by that, he's not like the world. He so loved us. He sent his only begotten son, that if we believe on him, we won't perish but have everlasting life. All that's in the world for you basically is killing, stealing, and destroying. That's what the world got for you now. It's Jesus, John 10:10 says, it's Jesus that come that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen goes right there this morning. Our guest has arrived. Good morning to you. Where did he go? Oh, right there. Good morning to you, Pastor Jenkins. God bless you this morning. I know it's quite early where you are, and I thank you so much for getting up to come and share with us today. I am going to give the floor to you, and however God leads and guides, we're turning it over to you. And afterwards, when you're done with what the message that God sends you with, then I want to talk about your book and ask a few questions. So at this time, I'm going to give the floor to you.
Well, thank you, and good morning. I've been listening to you for a few minutes here, and I'm enjoying what you're saying. I love that message you had there about holy. You know, when you break the word holy down, H-O-L-Y, it's having our lives yielded to the Lord. And so really, holiness is all about yielding ourselves to God, not being in control and allowing the Spirit of the Lord to take control of our lives. And so I'm so glad to be with you this morning, excited to have this opportunity and this platform with you today to minister the word and talk to you about my brand new book. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Pastor Bill Jenkins. I have a great church in Rancho Cucamonga, California, which is 3 hours different. So you guys are after 8. I'm a little bit after 5 here. And we started this church just right after, you know, COVID got started. And so, you know, we're opening our doors out here. We're welcoming people in, and we're believing God for great revival out here in California. And every year what I do is I write a book to release a vision. I've been doing this for many years now, because I believe that without a vision, the people perish. And so I want to give people a vision for what's to come in that coming year. And for many years, probably 25 years, I've studied the Bible in the traditional, old-fashioned ways. But the Lord began to, several years ago, begin to open up my heart and my mind to studying the Word in a different way. there are 31,102 verses that are in the Bible. And so if every verse is important, which we know it is, then every word in every verse is important. So when God puts a name or a color or a number in that scripture, there's a reason for it. And so I started to study the numbers in the Bible. And so this year, we're studying the number 22. We're looking at when it's mentioned in the Bible, how many times is it mentioned in the Bible, and then how does it fit in to exactly what God wants us to do for that year. So I want to release a vision to you today, because we're ending 2021. We're about to enter 2022, and we need to be prepared for what God has for us. And so when you look at the number 22 in the Bible, you see that it's mentioned 9 times. And when it's mentioned, it really revolves around 3 main things that we'll talk about in just a minute. But look at the Bible generally speaking. The book of Revelation has 22 chapters. Jeroboam was the first king of the divided Israel in the northern kingdom. He reigned, the Bible says, for 22 years. There are 22 generations from Adam to Jacob. You remember Adam got things started off, but he failed. He didn't do the right thing. He sinned in that garden. Jacob, he was one of those guys that said, you know what, I'm tired of being who I am. I need a change. And he wrestled with the Lord. And I believe 2022 is a year we're going to have to wrestle with the Lord. We're going to wrestle in this world. But we can be victorious. We can overcome as we put our trust and our confidence in the Lord. Ahab was the worst king of Israel. He reigned for 22 years. So the number 22 is mentioned in the Bible time and time again. Ahaz was 22 when he became king. The Bible says that he reigned 1 year and did evil in the eyes of God in 2 Chronicles 22. Jesus even quoted from Psalm 22 when he was on the cross. Moses raised up the tabernacle of God, and there was 22,000 Levites who were consecrated to serve the Lord. There are 22 books of the Bible that have 22 chapters. And then Psalm 25 has 22 verses, which is about God removing shame. And so I believe the Lord is going to remove shame this year. If you've been going through a battle, if you've been allowing your past to dictate your future, 2022 is a year when God wants to remove all sin and shame. He wants to remove the damage from your past and give you a platform and give you the liberty to be everything that he wants you to be in 2022. And so I have a brand new book. It's out on Amazon. You can download on ebook Kindle. You can go to eBay and pastorbilljenkins.org, and you can get that copy. It's 120 pages filled with inspiration, information, and divine revelation. Now, let me just talk to you real quick about the threefold message, the threefold vision for 2022. Now, this is what the 22 means when it's mentioned in the Bible. The first vision that God gave me that we need to focus in on in the coming year is we need to focus in on marriage. Marriage is important. As a matter of fact, marriage is mentioned 22 times in the Bible. And in Genesis chapter 2, verse 22, we read that God brought forth a woman from the rib of a man to be by his side. And so marriage is the first institution that God ever created. God created 3 institutions. He created government, he created the church, and he created marriage. Now, marriage was the first institution that God established and created for men and women to live and dwell together in harmony with God being the leader of their lives. The problem is we have failed in our marriages. Our marriages throughout America, whether it be in the world and in the church, we're not being the kind of examples for the world that we need to be. We see 50% of people outside the church and now 50% of people inside the church whose marriages are not working because we're really not putting God first. And so this is a year when God is saying, we've got to make sure we put an emphasis on marriage within our church. We've got to be able to reach out to this world and let them know that their marriages do not have to fail if Jesus is at the center of their marriage. And so marriage is a very important thing in our society. It ought to be a sacred thing. We've sort of, in some ways, we've lowered the sacredness of marriage within the borders of our nation, but we've got to get back to putting an emphasis upon marriage, putting an emphasis back upon our family. You know, if our marriages are going to succeed, then we have to have good, godly, strong men. Now, this may be a little controversial for some people this morning. I don't know. Maybe it's too early. But I believe as goes the man, so goes the family. As goes the family, so goes the church. As goes the church, so goes the world. So our world really goes as our men go. And if our society is going to get any better, we're going to have to stand up as men. We're going to have to stand up as a family. We're going to have to stand up as a church. And we're going to have to declare the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ in order for us to turn this nation around. I'm not giving up hope on America. America is still the greatest nation on the face of this earth. We've got our troubles. We have our problems. But if we'll do what we put on our money, which is in God we trust, I'm telling you, God will turn things around in 2022. But it's got to start with our men. It's got to start with our marriages. It's got to start in our homes. And we've got to get back to lifting up a standard. We have lowered the standard so much in America that it's hard to tell the difference between the saints and the ain'ts anymore. Who's living for God? Who's not? We've lowered the standard. We've compromised. We've ridden the fence. We have petted people's devils within the church instead of casting them out. And this is a year, 2022, as we end this year and go into the new year, where we're going to have to change and shift some things. We're going to have to make sure that we're lifting up the Lord and being good, proper examples for the world so that they can know the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Because we have to do that as a body of Christ. We can't run people off from serving the Lord. We need to do our best to make sure we're being an example to lead people to the Lord and not sort of turn them away from God. And so marriage is the first thing. Marriage is mentioned 22 times. 2022 is a year we got to focus in on our marriages. We have to focus in on relationships. We have to focus in on being better men, better women. We have to understand that marriage is something that's sacred. We've lowered the sacredness of marriage within the borders of America, and we've got to get back to putting an emphasis upon what good, godly marriage is all about, men being men, women being the women, and lifting up the Lord Jesus Christ in our relationships. Now, the second thing that 22 revolves around when it's mentioned nine times in the Bible, and this one here is going to scare some people, but it revolves around a doubling of the disorder. In other words, things have been pretty bad the past couple of years, but I really believe that things are going to, in many ways, end up getting worse. 2022 is not going to be a normal year. When you see 22, 22 is made up of two 11s. So 11 in the Bible is a number of chaos and confusion. So 22 is two 11s, so it's a doubling of the chaos and a doubling of the confusion. You look at the book of Revelation, that's 22 chapters. It's mostly about the trouble that occurs during the last days. Look at King Ahab. He reigned for 22 years and was the worst king of Israel who promoted evil throughout the land. King Amon started his reign at the age of 22, was the worst king of Judah. So when you see 22, it revolves around a doubling of the disorder. Now, wherever sin abounds, the good news is that grace much more abounds. So don't be afraid of this, because in the midst of all the chaos and confusion, in the midst of everything getting disturbed, the regular patterns of our lives sometimes, when, you know, there's an increase of sin, there's going to be an increase of grace, because grace is going to always abound. And so know that even though things may be tough in 2022, that God is still going to be there and God can still turn your situation around. Even Jesus said, he said, in this world, you're going to have tribulation. You're going to have trouble. You're going to have stress. You're going to have problems. You're going to have issues. You're not just going to have a problem-free life because Jesus reigns and lives in your heart. But when Jesus is living there, then we need to understand that we can overcome any and all things. See, the difference between Christians and non-Christians is not in the situations we face, but it's in the way we face those situations. So if we have the Lord in our life, if we have Jesus ruling our hearts, then what's going to happen is we can make it through any battle, any trouble, any chaos, any disturbance, anything that's going on. So although things may get worse in many ways, it may be the beginning of a revival that God is pouring out upon our nation to lead us back to Christ, because sooner or later, people are going to say, I'm tired of being sick and tired. I'm tired of all this sin and chaos. chaos being allowed and tolerated. And I believe the Lord is going to bring us back together, release an end time revival to this world. We're going to see souls come to Jesus like never before. And so I believe this is a year, 2022, when you're going to see a doubling of the chaos, a doubling of the problems, a doubling of the sin is going to happen. And when you think about disorder, you think of mental disorder, physical disorder, personality disorder, financial disorder, marital disorder, civil disorder. We have division in our America. We have racism going on where we've got to stop this. We got to come together under one umbrella, and that is the umbrella of the Lord Jesus Christ. Quit being divided and start to understand that when we're united, we can conquer any and all things that the devil throws in our way. My God, I want you to hear me. We've got to tear down these walls, these disorder walls, and we've got to come together and allow Jesus to be the Lord of our life. Red, yellow, black, and white, we are precious in his sight. God loves us all. No one is better than anybody else. We're all one. We're all God's people, and we need to come together. And we need to walk in unity. We're greater together than we are by our own. God never created you to be an island. He created you to be together. Two shall chase 10,000. One will chase 1,000. Two will chase 10,000. So if we want God to move, we've got to come together. We got to walk in unity, and we got to believe the Lord for the power of the Holy Spirit to be released in our lives. And that brings me to the third thing. So not only is 22 when it's mentioned in the Bible nine times, not only does it revolve around marriage, not only does it revolve around a doubling of the disorder, but it also revolves around the Holy Spirit. I believe that there's going to be a great release of the Holy Spirit upon our nation in 2022. I believe it's going to start in our hearts. I believe it's going to move to our churches, and I believe it's going to be released into our world. The scripture that I put for this year that we need to hold on to and embrace is children of God is John 20:22. Again, hear that. John 20:22, one of the best scriptures in the Bible. And it's where the Bible says that Jesus breathed on the disciples and said, "Receive ye the Holy Spirit." So you remember in the book of Genesis, Adam was alive, but he wasn't living until God breathed in his nostrils. How many people, they're alive, they have a pulse, but they're not living? They're not living an abundant life in the Lord the way they should. I believe 2022 is a year when God is going to do a work in our hearts and in our lives to the point where we're going to get breathed on by the power of God. We're going to receive a new power of the Holy Spirit that will be released from heaven down to this earth. And I believe the Lord is going to give us the sort of life to live, an abundant life that we've never had before. And so Jesus said it, John 20:22. He said he breathed on his disciples. We need the breath of the Holy Spirit, the wind of the Holy Spirit. We need the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives like never before to handle all the things that are going on in our own personal lives, in the world, in government, in our church, in our nation. We need the Holy Spirit because the Holy Spirit, he does some things. He instructs us. If you need to be taught, there's no better teacher than the Holy Spirit. He also reminds us. So if you forget things, the Holy Spirit can remind you. The Holy Spirit guides us. He's like our spiritual GPS, where he will guide us into all truth. He declares the power of God. The Holy Spirit reveals things. When we search God, the Holy Spirit will reveal the truth. Whenever you're reading the Bible, you should always pray. You should always say, "Holy Spirit, reveal to me the power of the Lord through the scripture." And the Holy Spirit will reveal to you those things that you need to do. And he also comforts. If you're lonely today, if you're hurting today, if you're down today, if you don't know where to turn today, if you feel like there's been a death sentence declared over you today, then the Holy Spirit can give you a comfort that only God can give. So we need the Spirit in 2022 because a spiritless person is a lifeless person. We need to live in the Spirit, walk in the Spirit, give in the Spirit, pray in the Spirit, worship in the Spirit, love in the Spirit, and forgive in the Spirit in 2022. And so there's a lot more in this book. I release this book every year, but I give you a vision. based upon the Bible, not something that I'm thinking or feeling. And this is a year when we've got to focus in on that first institution that God created, which is marriage. We have to understand there's going to be a doubling of the trouble that's going to go on in 2022. It's not going to go away. There's going to be more trouble, but that's fine. Don't get scared. Don't let that make you nervous, because the bottom line is that where sin abounds, grace much more abounds. And understand, this is the year of the Holy Spirit. God wants to release a new, fresh spirit upon your life. He wants to breathe into your nostrils. He doesn't want you to just be walking around with a pulse and barely make it through. He wants you to experience abundant life in 2022. And so I'm encouraging you to go to Amazon, go to eBay, go to PastorBillJenkins.org and get a copy of my brand new book, The Prophetic Almanac 2022. If you've heard of the Farmer's Almanac, which most people have, right? But the Farmer's Almanac is really a worldly book. This is a spiritual book. This is the spiritual equivalent of the Farmer's Almanac, where I'm going to release to you information, inspiration, divine revelation, tell you what to expect of God and what God expects of you. I'll look at every book in the Bible that has a chapter 22 in it. I'll release a message to you. There's 22 different messages because there's 22 books of the Bible that have a chapter 22. We'll give you a spiritual forecast for America, where I'll break down the 50 states and the 5 regions, give you one word for our nation for the coming year. I'll tell you every fact you've ever thought of about the number 22, whether it be in history, politics, whether it be in the Bible, in the world. I'm going to teach you things on the number 22 that's mentioned in the Bible that's going to stir your spirit and going to truly bring change in your life for the coming year. And so, Lord, I pray for the people that are listening today. And, Lord, I pray, God, that you would bring strength and encouragement, that you would bring love and you would bring joy. God, that you'd bring a passion back to their lives in 2022. Lord, we know it's been a tough couple of years. We know it may go from bad to worse. But, Lord, we know that you can turn all things around for our good. And so, Lord, we pray for the people listening today. We release the glory of God into their lives. We pray, Lord, that you would turn things around for them and, Lord, give them hope and help them to look up knowing that their redemption draweth nigh. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you, sister. Thank you for having me on. I know you got some questions, but my goodness, I feel the power of the Holy Spirit today. And so I'm just encouraged that we're able to release this word into your audience today and let them know what's to come in 2022.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Jenkins. I'm going to tell you something this morning now. When it comes to the Holy Spirit, we must have it. We got, look here, the songwriter even taught us this. We must have the power and Holy Ghost. We got to have the Spirit of God living in us. And the next thing, we must allow the Spirit of God to lead and guide us. Did you hear me say we must allow? Because see, many of us, we won't allow God. We block him because we so want what we want. But when you learn to allow the Spirit of God to lead and guide you, your prayer is that you would have discernment. So you'll know, as Kenny Rogers said, when to hold 'em, when to fold 'em, when to walk away, and even when to run. Yeah, but you got to have this. Now, I heard him talk about marriage because God honored marriage. God put marriage together. He said it wasn't good for man to be alone. He needed a helpmeet. Now, that's the scripture. That's the word of God. That's not Pastor Jenkins. That's not Barbara. That's the word. You can't even hold it against us because we wasn't there when God inspired man to write it. But we believe it and we know it to be the truth. But the very next thing after you receive the Spirit of God, I need you to obey. That's bigger than marriage. Because see, even when we stand before him and he declare us his, in other words, come on in, welcome, thy good and faithful servant, let's say. Even if he don't say, well, but just come on in. Listen. We have had to obey him. If we're going to get there, we must obey God. We must obey the Spirit of God, obey his word. And as he said earlier, that's what happened in the church. That's what happened to what they call in church folks. We was no longer the people of God. We was no longer the saints of God. We was no longer followers of God. We followed our flesh. And we didn't go to the scriptures to find out what it said about marriage. We didn't know we could pray and God could do a work in the heart of the wife or the husband. We casted them out. We went on to the courts and let the world decide what our fate was going to be with our marriage. We went on and divorced. Now, if God say you got to go, you got to go. If God say you're unequally yoked, I didn't put y'all together, head for the heels, running fast. Yeah. Nikki got a saying. She say, Jesus, take the wheel and drive fast. Get me on away from this. Now, if God's speaking, he said he didn't put that together. You put it together, you can go and divorce. But if you know God put that together, this is your husband or your wife, you got to go to God to get it worked out. But see, Sister Barbara, you don't understand my husband not saved. Well, you wasn't saved when you married him. But did God not come in? You allow God to save you. Then you go to the altar and say, I do with him. Come into my heart and live forever. Pray for your husband. He'll do the same thing for him, but he must be won by the conversation of a sanctified wife. He can't see you doing any and everything and believe in you. He can't see you hiding shoes and purses and all this stuff in the trunk of the car, in the back of the closet, and going to think you the woman of God. No, ma'am, and no, sir. He going to think you a cheat and a liar. So our conversation must be holy at all times. And look, in loving kindness have he drawn me. As you lift God up, he'll draw that husband. As you lift God up, he'll draw your wife. If he put it together now, we got to remember. Because like me, I put mine together. I married a man because of the money he made, the way he looked, the way he walked. I'm telling you, that's what I married him for. And later on, I got to see, oh, no, Sister God, didn't put this together. You and him come together in this. He married me because he wanted children. And I could bear children, and he knew it. And he didn't mind paying me for bearing children. Isn't that crazy? But as we went on, separation had to come. After separation, then God divorced us. I wasn't his kind. He wasn't my kind. Then God saved me. You see what I'm saying? Fill me with his spirit. Sanctify me, set me aside unto himself. Then fill me with his spirit. But we the church. We are the church. It's not that physical building you run into. God is not up in no dead, cold building in the month of December waiting on us to come back. No, we bring him up in that building when we come because he lives in us. He's not in that dead building and hot building in the summer when we gone and no air is blowing. God is, he's bigger than the building. So we got to have him in us. And we got, I heard him talk about you got to get in his word. You got to study that word, praying, and like he said, and asking God for wisdom. If we look at James chapter 1, verse 5, he said, if any man like wisdom, let him ask of God that gives liberally, gives freely. And upbraid Ayashata. Hey, glory to his majesty. Thank you, yeah. Hey, thank you, Lord. And upbraid is not. But we got to get there. We got to pray and ask God to let this mind be in me that was also in Christ Jesus. Jesus come to obey the Father. He come to do the will of him that sent him. He only wanted to please the Father. But we want to please everything and everybody else. And our flesh before God, he lasts on the totem pole, as they call it. He lasts on the menu. Well, I see you don't understand. I'm going to get my career in order because I got to have all this money over here. I want the house on the hill with the dog named Fluffy. I want that big Benz. I want that Bentley. You see? Foolishness. And then I want my own business because I'm... All of this stuff here we talking about, God is a supplier. The earth is his, the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. He can give you better than he had. I turned the world loose, gave the devil back all his tools. Today God has given me, I thought it would be like Job. They say, double for your trouble. He went way beyond that. Way beyond that. Because today I'm not seeking stuff and things. I'm seeking his will. Ooh, boat rider will run around the room two times and do a jump right quick. I'm seeking his will in my life today, not stuff and things. And because I'm seeking him, he do for me what he did for Solomon. He give me more. Oh, and folk ain't caught on to that yet, boat rider. They ain't got that down. Lord, I need a better job. Lord, his eyes are in every place. He's beholding the evil and the good. He know what you need before you ask. He know what you want before you ask, because he knows the very intent of your heart. I told you about me and Mike Murdoch. I said, Mike need to cut that foolishness out over there. I can't. 4 o'clock in the morning, God woke me up and say, listen. Because, see, I was here with my natural ear. I wasn't hearing with a spiritual ear. And God was trying to bring me in a place of giving, so that his word could be, so that the gospel could travel. It takes money for the gospel to go overseas. It takes money to run a church here in this country. So God wanted me to give more so he could give me more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Ooh, look at here this morning. What you say, CR? Hallelujah. Because this is where we got to get. Now, Pastor Jenkins, I want to ask you this. How do you feel you got this book started? The Prophetic Almanac. I got a question. That's the question. How do you feel you got started with this Prophetic Almanac?
Well, I think the way I got started was I was just hungry for more of the Lord. I was just wanting more of God. And so I knew how to study the Bible in many different ways, but the Lord really began to show me that through these 31,102 verses that are in the Bible, that every word in these verses are important. And so if there's a color mentioned, if there's a person mentioned, if there's a place mentioned, if there's a symbol mentioned, if there's a number mentioned, that it's important and it's there for a reason. And so the Lord began to teach me a new way to study the Bible, and that was through numbers. And so I began to look at the different numbers when they were mentioned in the Bible, and then begin to develop a vision based upon what they mean when they're mentioned in the Bible. And so I've been doing this for probably 15 to 20 years now. I've been releasing a book ever since 2015, but I do it in order to give a vision based upon that specific number that references that year. And so it's been a popular thing that people have sort of embraced and they've sort of welcomed, because it's something that's proven over time to be of the Lord. And so when you look at the number 22, like it or not, whether you agree with it or not, 22, when it's mentioned in the Bible, revolves around marriage, it revolves around a doubling of the disorder, and it revolves around the Holy Spirit. So I'm telling people everywhere I go that 2022 is a year when you got to focus in on your marriages. You got to believe God to, you know, do a work in your marriage. Don't be so quick to go out there and separate what God has put together. You got to understand that if sin is going to abound in 2022, that grace is going to much more abound, and we can get through anything with the power of the Holy Spirit. And so I've been doing this book for a while, and you're going to see these things are going to unfold in 2022.
Okay. Now, the next question is this. You mentioned everything was not going to go all smooth, hunky-dory. Everything was just going to be so lovely. But in other words, people are going to go through some trials in 2022. Now, I got to agree with you with this, Pastor Jenkins. That is accurate. That is very true. You are going to go through some great trials in 2022, but guess what? As he said too, it's the best time of your life. Well, let me put it like this. It's the best time of your godly life to work in the vineyard. Because see what's going to happen, which is right now too. But even then, as it get a little rougher, get a little tougher, the harvest is going to be much more plentiful, but the labors are going to be a lot fewer. We pray that God send more labors into the vineyard, but we want to remember the labor that either he called or chose us to, or called and chose us to do. Yeah, he wished that none should perish, So in 2022, we're going to look in the spirit and allow God to use us. We're going to lift him up so that he can draw, because man can't come unless God draw him. That's the only way he can come. So as we lifting him up and praying and asking him to use us in his service to be a blessing unto the people, and that, Lord, help me that none should perish under my watch, what's going to happen is this. We'll be so busy working until when all of this thing come of the trials, the great trials, it'll roll off our back like water roll off a duck. I hear plenty of people say for the last couple of years it's been a little rough. I got to be honest with you over there, Louis. From 20 to 21 has been the best years of my life. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm living my best life. I'm living my best life. Let me tell you what come in 2020. God showed me to put things on the altar and walk away. God showed me to get rid of the form of godliness, stop denying his power, and live according. Look at here. He set me free. He made me better. I've been saved, sanctified, and filled with the Spirit since 1993. But in 2020, he come. And he showed me, I come, but right, that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Put it on the altar and walk away. Because there were certain things I could let go. And there were certain things I wanted to try to hold on to. But in 2020, he showed me. You can let it go if you choose to. I'm right here. I'm right here. I'm not going anywhere. I'm right here. Because, see, I talk to him just like I talk to you. I don't have no deep prayers where I come of Father God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I don't do all of that. He know me. I just go right in there. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I need this, that, and the other. And I need wisdom on this. And Father, I need you to do that. And because without you, I can't do, I don't know even how to begin to do that. And wisdom start with you, and I need wisdom. And I go on about my business. Yeah. Boat right there, I know you're right. Yeah. So in this hour, we just want to be prepared because, see, he done sent the word. He sent his word, and it healed him. Yeah, I heard him say, spoke the word, and it filled him. But God also sent his word, and it healed him. So the word has come to prepare for 2022. And we look into the hills from which cometh our help. All of our help comes from the Lord. He made the heavens and the earth. And so we're going to look to him and stop looking at stuff and things. Stop looking to the ways of the world. Because it's headed. Good morning, Prophetess Felicia. God bless you this morning. Oh, it's always so good to see you. Always good to see you, woman. Oh, Brother Lord, look at this. Remind me of back in the day. But listen, this is what we want. We want to be servants of the Most High God. We want to be called his servants, and we want it to be a true fact. We don't want to have a title, and that's all we got. What we want is the title to be who we are and the work that we are doing unto him. He gave me my title as an evangelist. The bishop didn't give it to me now, but he revealed it to the bishop. And I go spread the good news of Jesus. That's my job. My job is to tell you who he is, what he has done, what he's doing, and what he will do. That's my job. My job is to be here for people and to share the goodness of him in loving kindness. Now, there have been many times when that thing upset me and I almost clicked. I'm honest now, because God is speaking, and you told me you know God, and you're going to sit here in my face and make excuses that'll upset me. But then it's not my will and it's not my word. So I have to give it back to the Lord. I have to repent first and give it back to God. Because I done got him, what the world say, in my feelings. I done got in my feelings now. And I can't be in my feelings. I got to be in his will and do it his way. Hallelujah. And it's already all right today in Jesus' name. But we got to learn to let go. Obey God and keep it moving. But you heard what he said about 2022. And I am with him when he is right. I'm not with you when you're wrong, but I'm with you when you're right. And trials coming our way. And God sent him today to share this with us so we can prepare for the trials that's coming. Great trials. But it's going to be a great time for us to serve God. It's going to be a great time for us to show God some love and his people. And I know we think the only people of God is those he done saved. But he died for everybody. Now go back and take a look at it. He died for the good, the bad, and the ugly. I promise. When you look at John 3 and 16, it don't say for God so loved the world that he died for the prophets and the preachers and the teachers and the believers. That's not what it says. It says for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And look, the scripture also say this to these scripture scholars. When I was yet a sinner, Christ died for me. He didn't wait till I get saved and then he died. He died way before. He died knowing what I would do. He died knowing I would sell dope, I would lie, I would cheat, I would steal. He died way before that. I wasn't even born when he died. But he wants us to come together. Oh, God bless you, prophetess. He wants us to come together and love one another enough to tell each other the truth. And I pray for you. You pray for me. If I see your shortcomings, I don't beat you down. But I tell you the truth. But you got to have an ear to hear the truth. Because not everybody can handle it. Oh, Lord, you go to telling the truth, they go to lie. I'm telling you. They're going to coming up with excuses. They're going to pulling stuff all out their rib cage. Like they finna make a man. They're going to pulling stuff out their shoulder. None of that is true. But in many cases, the truth hurt. They can't stand it. They'd rather believe a lie than the truth. And even the scripture says that. And it always takes me back to the light shined in darkness and darkness comprehended it not. Because they're walking in their flesh. They rather have evil than good. They done got accustomed to that. It make them feel better. But Lord, help us all today, God. Move by your spirit for your people. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. Now in 3, I think you explained this, Pastor Jenkins, but how does each chapter 22 in the Bible provide wisdom and guidance for 2022? I think you explained that, but go for that again, because that's another question.
Yeah, and that's a great question. And I break down every book of the Bible. For instance, there are 66 books of the Bible, but only 22 of them have a chapter 22. So that's two whole chapters of the book. And so if you go to Amazon, if you go to PastorBillJenkins.org, if you go to eBay and get the book, you're going to see there are two whole chapters where I break down these chapter 22s. For instance, Genesis chapter 22 is a story of the testing of our faith. Our faith is going to be tested in 2022. If you read Genesis 22, it's one of the best stories in the Bible. It's where Abraham was encouraged to sacrifice his son. It's sort of a forerunning of God and his son. And so it's a great chapter. You remember where just in the nick of time, the Lord provided a ram in the thicket for Abraham so he wouldn't have to sacrifice his son. Exodus 22 is about fulfilling our social responsibility, how we need to be examples in the world in order to be a witness to the world. Leviticus 22 is about following priestly guidelines. Numbers 22 is the story of Balaam and Balak and the donkey, remember? That's a great story. And so I break that down. I give you a whole sermon on each of these chapters so that you understand even more what God is wanting to do in 2022. Deuteronomy 22 is about honoring your marriage. Joshua 22 is about seeking peaceful resolutions. First Samuel 22 is about having the heart of God. Second Samuel 22 is about writing a song. I'm encouraging people to write a song. In Second Samuel 22, David wrote a song. He got his song back. He was discouraged. He was down. He was running for his life, but he wrote a song, and it changed his life in Second Samuel 22. First Kings 22 is about speaking the truth. 2 Kings 22 is about raising and training up our children. 1 Chronicles 22 is about being a watchman. The first job that God ever gave to mankind was for us to be a watchman, to guard and to protect. See, God creates, but we are responsible to guard whatever God gives. We're to keep what God creates. God creates everything, but then it's our job to keep it. 2 Chronicles 22 is about listening only to godly advice in 2022. Job 22 is about rejecting stubbornness. There's probably some people listening to me today who are really stubborn. Psalm 22 is about carrying your cross. Proverbs 22 is about committing to be a better you in 2022. You got to commit to being better this coming year. Isaiah 22 is about trusting God, not man. Jeremiah 22 is about how there's still time to change. No matter who you are, what you've done, how bad you've been, God is still giving you time to change. He loves you. He's giving you grace. Ezekiel 22 is about how it's time to stand up and speak out for God in the coming year. Matthew 22 is an open invitation to come to Jesus. Remember the marriage banquet? Everybody was invited. Nobody came. Jesus said, go out into the highways and the byways and get everybody. Bring them in. This is an open invitation to come to the Lord in 2022. Luke 22 is about guarding against betrayal. You remember that Judas betrayed Jesus in Luke 22. Acts 22 is about how we need to get baptized with the power of the Holy Spirit. And then Revelation 22 is about how serving Jesus makes us winners. So I break down every book of the Bible that has a chapter 22. I give you a sermon. It's a whole little, sermon basically that I'm giving you. So if you're a pastor out there, you need your spirit stirred, go to Amazon, download it on ebook Kindle, go to eBay and pastorbilljenkins.org. Do it right now. Get a copy of this book. You're going to love this book because it's easy to read. I break it down in an easy to understand way. It's 120 pages, and this book is going to ignite and excite you in your walk with the Lord, especially these chapter 22s, because these things are even a greater insight into what God wants to do in the coming year.
Amen. Amen. All right. All right. So now we heard it, because I'm telling you, there's some things coming our way. And what's coming our way, you're going to need God to lead and guide you. And if you is, you're taken care of. I mean, you're going to go through, but you don't have it to worry about. But if you're working unto him, he know you're his. You're not working unto your flesh, your natural man. You're working unto Almighty God. You're wishing that none should perish. You're doing what you're supposed to do, in other words. God will provide and take care of you and your family. And listen. Because when we give to God, he give back to us. He won't owe you for nothing you do for him. Even the praise. We owe him the praise, but guess what? He won't let us praise him without giving back to us. Yeah. So we want to gird up the loins of our hearts and mind in him, in Jesus, in his word. And we want to stay with the word of God. And he said that marriage and the Holy Spirit. I agree to that. But I agree to obedience and the Holy Spirit as well, because obedience and the Holy Spirit will cause your marriage to be blessed. God honor marriage. And if God put that thing together, you know it's a marriage that God approved. You can't just do any and every old thing you want to do in the marriage. Men, talking to you too. I told the women about them shoes and hiding them purses and all that in the trunk of their car and in the closet. Because you're supposed to be on a budget right now. But they just couldn't resist that sale over there at Ross at Macy's and things. But me and you too. Yeah. You can't walk around No, no, no. You're not all of that. Your wife is led by the Spirit of God like you're led by the Spirit of God. And you got to give honor where honor is due. Honor your wife. Recognize your wife. Tell her how pretty she is. Tell her you love her. Tell her you're glad you married her. Yeah. Tell her she's your helpmeet. She's your other half that makes the both of you whole so you're one. Yeah. Women love kind things said to them. They love a hug when you say it. And they like to feel that you meant what you said to them. It's not just something you said that make them feel like they in the marriage. No, mean what you say to your wife. Yeah. Christ loved you. And he died for all of us. And he told the husband he the head, and he told him to love his wife like Christ loved the church. And you know he loved us and died for us. Come on now. So you got to love your wife, men. Treat him right. Women, you got to love your husband. And if he's a godly man and you know he's telling you what's right, you got to obey your husband. And if he's doing something and you don't agree to it, don't get in his face. Get on your knees. Get on your knees. And God can fix it all. Because God can take him to the word and say, look here, John Brown, see right there what I said concerning your wife? And he's like, ooh, honey, I'm sorry. I found it in the scripture. What I said and was doing was wrong. I'm talking about godly people. I'll see on what you say. You're teaching good. Godly folk. I'm not just talking to anybody now. I'm not talking to the world. I'm not talking to them that have that form of godliness and denying the power thereof. I'm not talking to folks that's walking in the natural, in the flesh. I'm talking to those that's walking in the spirit that they don't want to fulfill the lust of their flesh. Wives, when you see that you in error with your husband, you got to go back and apologize to him. Honey, I'm sorry. And it's going to be some days when you get in your feelings, as the world say, you're going to be in your feelings. You're going to be feeling some kind of way. And some days, something happened 2 years ago, that's going to come back up in your mind while you're in your feelings. You got to drop all of that at the altar, sisters and brothers. You can't carry that to your wife or your husband. You got to drop that at the altar and leave it there. And you can ease on in there and say, honey, I'm sorry. And don't think about who's going to be the bigger person. Think about who's going to be the godly person, who God is going to be pleased with. And you'll soon find out your saved husband will hug you and tell you, honey, I know. The first one without sin, cast the first stone, been there, done that. Yeah, you see? You thought he never did that. Yeah, because it's one union, two people. And the two people become together as one. And we both seeking God. You should, don't you ever stop praying with your husband or wife. Because if you stop praying together, that's the biggest trick of the enemy in the world. Because he's going to separate you. Now you in the bedroom praying, he in the living room praying. What kind of foolishness? Let's come together and pray together. My husband come home from work, I'm kneeled down in prayer. I might be in the living room, the bedroom, the den, the lanai, out of the foyer, the dining room. I don't know where I'm in prayer. I may not always be in my prayer closet where I normally go. Right where it hit me, right where I fell on my knees at. So he come in the door. He see I'm on my knees praying. He don't go to hit the stove. Did she cook anything for dinner? No. He drop on his knees and say, Lord, I don't know what my wife praying for, but I touch and agree with her. You see? And a lot of days it's going to feel like you're giving up the right for the wrong, but you're not. What you're doing is obeying what the word said concerning marriage. And some people say, well, I don't want to listen to her. She's not married. Honey, been there and done that. Yeah, been there and done that. But I'm like Apostle Paul today. I'm sold out to God. I prefer him over any man. I'm sorry. And I'm busy unto him. And I'm sorry, but I love it so much. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. When I walk in that prison and I see them boys come and shake my hand like that, Oh, it gave me great joy because, because I know he sent me. He sent me, Boatwright, to do a work unto him, not unto the world. But he sent me. I'm a vessel that Almighty God, who have all power. There's no higher power. I'm a vessel that he can use. It's nothing about me, but it's all about him and his choice of who he could use. And Louis, he used me. Who am I that God is even mindful of me, that he opened the prison doors and let me go in? Oh, y'all don't understand today. Yeah. But that's my plight. That's for me, like it was for Apostle Paul. We love the work. Yeah, I love that, all of that. I love working with children, adults, yeah, the sick, the elderly. Yeah, he called me to all of that. Then I like spreading the good news of him. But he said marriage and the Holy Spirit is most important. Yeah, when it comes to what does the number 22 mean when it's mentioned in the Bible, said marriage plus the Holy Spirit. And I'm adding to that obedience, or should I say the Holy Spirit plus obedience. And see, when you do that, it's going to work your marriage out. Yeah, he said obedience is better than the sacrifice. When we honor God, when we obey God, there's nothing he will hold back from us. Although he said he won't withhold nothing good from us. All things must work to good, you know, together for those that love him and are called according to his purpose. But when you obey him, oh, he won't hold nothing from you. And a lot of us, we just want to be saved and feel like we're on our way to heaven. But the harvest is plenteous and labors are few. And we prayed again that the Lord of the harvest would send more laborers. But we want to get our work in. When I stand before him, I can say, Father, these are they that you told me, my work will speak for me. He's going to come back, the trumpet going to sound. Those that are dead in Christ arrive, we that which remain alive, we're going to be caught up with it. I'm looking forward to all this kind of thing because it's real. It's true. And we need it. We need to be reminded of these things. It's not about your church work. It's about obeying God today. Hallelujah. Following the lead of the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Amen goes right there. I feel all right there. Now listen, he talked about what is God's command for his church in 2022. And he told us about these things that were coming. And yes, God is going to bless us. He told us about these things as well. Well, I know I'm blessed. I know I'm blessed going into 2022 because I'm going to be obedient. I can't let nothing separate me from the love of God. I refuse. Yeah, he's been too good to me. Look what he delivered me from. Look where he brought me from. He brought me out of darkness into this marvelous light. I was blind when I was in darkness. Guess what? I had to obey my daddy was the devil. And I was obeying my daddy. But here come God. He heard me screaming and crying. Here he comes. And he became my father. I no longer had a daddy. And then his son set me free. Because whom the Son, Jesus Christ, set free, you're free indeed. Made my life better than it has ever been. I'm living my best life. Even when I had all this money and stuff, it was not like this. It was not like I sleep at night in peace. Then my head hit the back of that pillow. I'm gone. It don't take me all night to go to sleep. No, and at least the noise, sometime it'll wake me up, and sometime I don't care about it. I'm gone because I'm resting out in him. He's my Alpha and my Omega. Because of him, I even have a beginning and an end in him. so I don't have it to worry about today. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, it's 9 o'clock. God bless you this morning, Pastor Jenkins. Hang around if you can. I want to play this request for you right here, right quick. I'm going to dedicate this one to you this morning. And when we come back, the studio is open. If anyone has something to say, please feel free today to press that number one and come in. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Mr. Pete Green this morning, and because of you, because of Almighty God, listen, because he lives, we can face today and tomorrow and any other day. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Why is that, Barbara? Because we know he holds our future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. Hallelujah. Because of you. Because of you. Want to say this right quick. I'm coming, Sister Jerry. Bear with me. Pastor Jenkins, I want to share this with you this morning, and I want you to watch this. I want you to watch from today. I want to say until February 1st. It may go a little bit further into February 3rd. But I want you to watch this because your eyes have not seen and your ears have not heard the things that God, I'm going to say, have in store for you coming your way right quick. This year and the beginning of next year. Yeah, things going to get much, much better. Much better. And when you think on this, try not to think of me if you can help it. But I need you to begin to give God praise because even as I'm, Thank you this morning. Hey, Lord, I thank you today. even as I'm talking to you, God is turning some things in your favor. He's turning these things around for your favor. And I even see money falling, that some things are going to be paid for. I can't get too deep right here. I just got to give you surfaces. It's just confirmation. What you prayed for is it's confirmation of what you know that he's able to do in your life. Hallelujah. And I'm going to say this to you. Pastor Jenkins, it's already done in the name of Jesus. He just needs you to believe today. And when you get a chance, lift your hands, begin to praise him, because the more you praise him, the quicker it's coming your way. It's coming your way. Don't worry about the book. Yeah. He's got doors here open, platforms where he'll send that book. The scripture said, asking it to be given, and that's what you did, and he gave you this platform. I'm going to leave it alone in Jesus' name. Father God, do it for him. In the name of Jesus, that your word can be spread abroad. Do it for him, Lord. That he will go international and that people will receive what you're saying through this man. In the name of Jesus, you made him for your pleasure. He's willing today. But Lord, I ask that you would back him financially like never before. In the name of Jesus. And remind him at all times, it's always you, it's never him. For without you, he can do nothing. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. Let the church say amen. It's all right today. All right, Sister Jerry, I'm coming at you right now. And I know as soon as Brother Anthony can, he's going to come right up. Good morning, Sister Jerry. God bless you. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Sister Barbara. I'm well. Great teaching, great understanding. That's all I want to say. Lord, I thank you. I thank you. This is the season we need to start rejoicing and rejoicing, not for toys and money and gifts. This is a season just to rejoice. When it's your birthday, you want the whole world. Oh, it's my birthday. We celebrating the whole month. Well, this is Jesus' birthday. Let's celebrate and give him, ooh, hallelujah, the highest praise. Lord, I thank you. I thank you
hallelujah.
That our lives are better, and they're getting better every day. We serve a mighty God. We serve a God. What he done for one, he's surely doing it for us.
Amen.
I serve a great God.
Amen.
And like you said, do as you told, not as you want to do. Let's just do as God is directing us to be more like Brother Louie. Get up every morning and help out in the chat room. Now, you wouldn't want me going in the chat room. I might be going out there chatting some crazy stuff. You know, you're like,
We got it, Sister Jerry. Brother Louie got it over there. It's a good thing.
He's good. Don't see in bad Jerry over there. She might go over there and who knows what she'll be putting out there in the chat room. Barbara be busting out laughing rather than
yeah. But it's all right today. Look, Sister Jerry, Brother Lewis said, hey, Sister Jerry, and I need to ask Pastor Jenkins for the link or the place to go and get a copy of his book. Brother Lewis put it in the chat room. Well, let me see if I can copy it. Copy and paste
it.
Yeah,
I want a copy of that link, Barbara. I really do.
Okay, well, hold on. I'm going to try to get it to as many as I can. But I'm going to put it on my Facebook page. And you can go to my Facebook page, my personal page, and get it. And then I put the link over in Jesus in the Morning.
And all you have to do, you can go to PastorBillJenkins.org. So just one word, PastorBillJenkins.org or eBay or Amazon.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's available everywhere. So it's just got released, and You know, you can go to Amazon right now. You can go to eBay. Just go to eBay and put Prophetic Almanac 2022, Pastor Bill Jenkins, just whatever word you want to put in, you'll see it pop up. And so all of my books are on there. This is my 16th book that I've written. And so I've written tons of other books, books on resetting your life, books on the end times, books on faith. So you can see all, but the best place probably to go to is PastorBillJenkins.org. We have a radio program. We have a minute that matters every single day. I do a 1 minute little video devotional. So people love that all around the world. So that might be something that you might be interested in. Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, all of the social media websites we're on every single day, just for 1 minute. It's just a 60 second little video devotional. So you can go check it out. And if you want to find out any information, it's just PastorBillJenkins.org. But if you're familiar with eBay or Amazon, you can get the book there as well.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, but if you want to go to the Facebook page, Brother Lewis found it for me. And if you click on that link right there, you're going to get that book just that quick. You'll be able to purchase it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right, quick. Brother Lewis pulled it up and made it real easy for us. If you can't remember, what do you say, PastorBillJenkins.org. If you can't remember that, you can go to that page and get it, and get it right.
Thank you,
quick.
Lewis.
Yeah, Lewis is the bomb. I'm going to go over there and get it myself, because the link that Lewis gave me, I can spread it everywhere, see. And some people, they want to, if I say, well, go to PastorBillJenkins.org, they're like, no, I don't want to do all that. I want to read all that stuff. I just want the book. So, and when you know people, you know what to do for people. So I'm doing it the way I know.
Thank you, Lewis. Thank you, Barbara.
Yeah, God bless you. God bless you so that we can get it. No, that's the Amazon. I emailed it to you, Evangelist Barbara. Okay. And this to Amazon. Okay. All right, Brother Lord, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Yeah, he holds that chat room down properly. And so we're grateful.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Can't do everything.
No, they can't. Hey, Brother Frank, good morning to you. God bless you. And I was going to download something for you, Brother Frank, but I got a little busy and then fell out of sleep last night. But if you can, tomorrow morning, Brother Frank, if you can come back, because I know you're busy. I know you're busy, brother. But if you come back tomorrow morning, I got just a little tad surprise for you. And because I was thinking about you yesterday, I said, Lord, if I could just get this little bit for Frank, he going to be too surprised. Brother Lewis say, hey, Brother Frank. But I was thinking about you. So if you come back tomorrow morning, I got that little tad surprise for you, Brother Frank. Yeah. So we're looking forward to it. Hallelujah. So good morning to everybody. I might do a little roll calling if we get the chance. I'm looking for Brother Anthony. I saw him earlier down here. All right. If he's working, I know he can't press the number one, but if he got a little freedom, go ahead all after this. Good morning, Brother Anthony. God bless you. How are you?
Good morning, Ms. Barbara. Good morning, best highly favored. Just thank God, first of all, for life, ever strength, giving my right mind. Thank him for allowing me to see another day. Thank him for acting in my limb. Thank him for who he is to me, what he's doing in me, what he brought me from, where he's taking me at. And I just give God all the honor, glory, and the praise. Thank God for that word that came forth this morning. You just blessed my soul. Say good morning to you, Ms. Barbara. Good morning to you, Pastor Roger. I mean, Jenkins. Sorry about that. That's Jenkins. Good morning to you, Sister Jerry. Good morning to you. I'm going to say good morning to Sister Tamora. Good morning to Brother Frank, Brother Louis. Sister Rita. Good morning to Mother Angela Leafoot. Good morning to you. Say good morning to Sister Rose Brown, Sister Kim Hawks, Brother Mike Hawks, Sister Tion. Say good morning to Sister Alexis, Pastor Boatwright. Good morning to you. Say good morning to Brother D, Brother Jermaine. Good morning, y'all. Good morning, Brother Perry. Good morning, let's see what else is. I forgot the rest of them this morning, but I'm just excited. You know, the Lord just, you know, got me jumping this morning in my spirit. And spirit man is excited this morning. And every morning, you know, just thank God to be able to come online again, see another day, and fellowship with y'all and one another, and, you know, just get a good, you know, wake up to my day. And I was listening to the pastor, and, you know, he said about the marriage, and, you know, the Lord been dealing with me with that, and, you know, man of God in the ministry where I'm been going at the past 5 weekends, Chattanooga, Tennessee. And, you know, he prophesied in my life, and Ms. Robert, you prophesied in my life as well, you know, in this year, we're going into 22, you know, that I was going to find a woman of God. And, you know, God just been moving, and, you know, I'm just walking in it. And, you know, confirmation when you said obedience, you know, because that just been in my spirit, to be obedience. And, you know, I told the Lord, I said, Lord, don't let, you know, this, what's going on, don't let it, you know, keep me focused on you and not on what, you know, what I want necessarily, but I want to keep my mind on you, you know, and, you know, keep focused. So I just thank God, and, you know, I'm definitely got to get that book, you know, and, you know, just some other things that the man of God prophesied, and his wife as well in my life. And, you know, hear the man this morning, pastor, come, you know, forth with the book and, you know, what he's teaching on. You know, that's just a blessing in itself. So I just thank God, and thank God for you coming this morning, Pastor Jenkins. Always a pleasure. Ms. Barbara is coming to me, and we just thank God. I thank God, and y'all continue to keep me in y'all prayers. I keep y'all in mind, and we have a blessed rest of the morning, and much love to everybody. Amen.
Amen, Brother Anthony. Amen. God is faithful, and we thank him for his faithfulness unto his people, and we must learn to be faithful unto him, because the word even says to us, if we are faithful unto him, he will give us a crown of life that would never fade away. Brother Lewis says free shipping on the Amazon Prime. For those of us that have Amazon Prime, y'all know I'm all about saving a penny. So free shipping over there. So I got it posted over on my page. I'm going over, and I'm going to put www.pastorbilljenkins.org. And so those that will come through the podcast and the archives, they'll pick it up as well. So we thank God this morning. And Louis already ordered his book. I'm going to order mine. Jared, get hers. And Anthony, get his. Brother Anthony and those that want it. Good morning to you, Sister Dot. God bless you this morning. And she said, wait a minute, y'all. Her and Sister Rita. Good morning, Sister Rita. God bless you this morning. And she said, good morning to everybody. Good morning to you, Pastor Jenkins and Brother Louis and Brother Anthony and everyone else who is listening. Sister Dot said, good morning to you. Good morning, blessings. And so we thank you, Sister Dot, the same to you. And let's see what Sister Rita said. Because you know, Brother Anthony, when you get them names right, so to read a cheers your own, you know, and thanks. And she says, good morning, Sister Barbara and Sister Jerry and Brother Frank and Brother Louis, Brother Anthony and all my family. Good morning. Good morning to you, Sister Rita. God bless you today. And we thank God for you as well. So free shipping. If you got Amazon Prime over there, you got some free shipping on this book. And Brother Louis said the cost of the book, it's $15. And so I don't think they're going to charge you much tax on it or tax on it. I didn't go over and look yet because I'm doing 10 things at one time. somebody told me, said, oh, Sister Barbara, multitask. I said, oh, wow, really? I'm doing something in it if I'm doing all of that like that. So, yeah, we just thank God. And Pastor Jenkins, we just have a good time here in the mornings. We laugh and we love the Lord and we love the Word of God. And we come together 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, weekday mornings. And we just have a good time. And however God move over here, it's how he moved. We don't put restraints on him. We don't put him in a box. There's no box that'll fit him. He's too big. And so we allow him to have his way. And because we allow him to have his way, we have been blessed. We have been blessed. And a prophetess Felicia come in. I hadn't seen her in a while. But way back in the day in 2010 is when we got hooked up with her and a few more people, Louie, and they were coming. Good morning to you, Pastor Claudia Boatwright. God bless you this morning. And I thank God for you, and I thank God for my devotional I got from you. And I'm grateful unto the Lord that we can grow in him. And he gave man power, love, and check this out, a sound mind. And when God has given you a sound mind, you can write. And what God give you to write, it will bless many. And it may start off being slow and look like not much is happening. But all it takes is 2 or 3, and your book can go wild. I was down at the prison talking about my cookbook yesterday. And the guy said, well, what did it say again? What's the name of that book again? I said, Simply Ghetto Cooking by Barbara. They laughed so hard. Miss Barbara, I said, yes. Simply Ghetto, I said, that's the name of the book. If you want it, let me know and I'll get you a copy. Man, I got it. I said, every recipe in there got a slang name. Goodbye, Felicia Macaroni and Cheese. Keep it 100-piece copy. But after that, they was almost on the floor screaming. Miss Barbara, you need to stop. I said, hey, you want the book? Don't want the book. Don't try to steal me by my book. Because I didn't write a Bible. I wrote me a cookbook the way I wanted my cookbook. Because that's how I cook, ghetto style. So now if you want to learn how to cook old-fashioned ghetto style, get the book. And I was through. Oh, and we just had a good time. We sat there and talked about different movies. And when I would give a little snippet, they would tear out almost the whole movie. Yeah, Mr. So-and-so in the movie. And then I have so much fun when I know it takes 3 o'clock then come. The guy say 10 minutes. I'm looking back with his wedding time, but they're like, goodness, Miss Barbara. And then we pray, you know what I'm saying? And I get up from the table. The guy said, you gone on out. And I head on out the door. Yeah. Some people, they say, hey, come in, let me see what you got. You came in with 2 earrings. We had 2 earrings. You got your watch on, making sure nothing was left behind. But me, they tell me to head on out the door. And I get on up out of there, head on down the road, singing and praying. If Jerry will call me or somebody will call me, Nikki might call me, and I come on down the road or on back home. Yeah, God is good to us. But he said when I was in the hospital, when I was sick, you didn't come to see about me. When I was in trouble, you didn't come to court with me. You didn't come to the jail. Now I'm in prison. You didn't come to the prison to see about me. He said, but when you do this unto the least of these, you've done it unto me. And we got all this talk, I'm telling you today. But God is an action God. And he got to see some action. He hear what we say, but he's looking at what we're doing. And if what we're saying and what we're doing are two different things, guess what? He know we liars. And that's just the bottom line. And we don't want to be liars in this time. We want to be real with him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, y'all keep it lifted up in prayer. And I'm going to run on up the King Cabo. Brother Frank, I just got to try to do it just a little bit for you here. Let me see if I can do just a little bit for you. We got a few minutes. And because I know Jeremiah was a bullfrog. I know that bring back some memories to you. But this might bring back a little something too. You know, I like to go back. Oh, we need to go back to the good old ways. We need to get on our knees and pray. And we used to go to church on Sunday and stay all day. We need to go back. We need to go back to the good old ways. Oh, yeah, hallelujah. I don't even forgot the name, but it's been a minute. All right, let me see if I can remember the fellow's name. But, Brother Anthony, I'm going to mute your mic, and I'll reopen it back up. I know you're working. Okay, Apostle Boatwright says she got her cocktail. Okay. Uncle Reese. That's his name, Brother Frank. Uncle Reese. All right. Until I pass out, let me see if you remember this one, Brother Frank.
Of course, you do want to make some money.
All right. Why doesn't every home in the U.S. have...
Because most people don't know.
Thank you. I was trying to catch it right at the beginning. Come on now. Okay, Brother Frank.
Thank you.
That took me back. When you first played it years ago, this was so good. It was wonderful. I was sitting over here taking care of stuff, and I said, oh, she done hit one. She hit the heart. And I said, oh, my goodness, I got to get on and say something, Lord. I just want to say good morning to everyone. Brother Anthony did the roll call, so I just want to say good morning to each and every one. God loves you, and so do I, and there's nothing you can do about it. Nothing you can do about my love in you. It all is good. Hard to the paint. It reminds me of back in the days when Jabbar and Moses Malone and Darrell Dawkins, all the big guys, when they come say with a little guy, I'm going to go in hard to the paint. I'm going to go in on you whether you stop me or not. I'm still going. Said, take out them curls. Oh, my goodness. This was wonderful. To God be all the glory. God bless y'all and have a beautiful, blessed day.
Amen. You too, Brother Frank. God bless you. Brother Lewis say, hey, Brother Frank, I know you got to get the phone. I'm going to mute your mic.
Yes.
Amen. Listen. Brother Anthony said you're going to make me run through this. See, this means something to all of us. All of us, it meant something to us during this time when this came out. And I didn't know what hard in the paint was. And see, Shantae, she played basketball for the Arizona women's team. And so I said, hey, what does hard in the paint? She said, Mama, it's a basketball term. I said, oh. I brought it, and then my Frank came in with it and everything. And but after that different one, I said, oh, because... But I learned this. I got to go hard for God. I got to give him my all. Because he done went hard for me. He really don't have a whole lot more to prove to me. But really, he don't have no more, if I'm honest. Because he so loved me, he sent his only begotten son. After that, guess what? If I take my burdens to him and leave him there, he take care of everything. If I keep my mind on him, he keep me in perfect peace. And I think that's why I'm so free. And some days I said, you know what, Bob, you just over the craziness. You just wow. Because of this, I've been set free. Do you know what it means to be set free? You could care less about what people think about you. You are who you are. You're doing what you do for you. You're not doing it to impress the world and nobody else. And what you're doing, you want to make sure God is pleased. Now, the rest of it, it don't matter. And you want to make sure you love your brothers and sisters in Christ right. You don't really pick and choose. And whoever God send you, well, you may not want to. But you got to. You got to be a blessing. And you got to love them, because he said, be especially good to what the members of the household of faith. I'm going to be all right after a while. Hallelujah. And it can't be done grudgingly. It's got to be done from a sincere, kind, loving heart. You got to mean what you do. And if you can't get through it, you pray your way through. You got to pray your way through. God has something waiting. Pray your way through. Bishop Robeson this morning. Hallelujah. And it's already all right. You know, I thank God for each of us. Thank God for Frank and Reed and Rose Brown and the different ones and Andrea Spinner and Sister Diane and Sister Mary Ann, Sister Samoa and Melanie Rose and Sister Adeline California, my God, baby Laura, Mr. Mason, Miss Deborah, Alexis, Lashea, Lord have mercy, Sister Andrea Philadelphia, Sister Keisha, Sister Sia, Sister Jerry, Sister Angela Foote, Sister Anna Lee Foote, hallelujah, Brother Louis, Brother Jermaine, Brother Anthony, Brother D, Brother Mike Hopp, Sister Kim Hopp, Brother George West Perry, Brother Lee Hamilton, Brother Justin Gilmore, Brother Marquez Griffith, Brother Cal, huh? Look at this, Sister Michelle, Sister Patricia Fluker, Sister Lisa, Sister Yvonne Fluker, Apostle Claudia Boatwright. If I missed anybody, please, please, please forgive me. I thank God for each and every one of these people. Thank God for those that come through the podcast. Did I call Nikki? Thank God for Nikki. She tuned in, listening in. Yeah. Thank God for each and every one. Sister Dorothy Goodman, my buddy, Pastor David. Yeah. Baby Kay, I thank God for everybody he has brought my way. The list is endless. I can't just call everybody. Some people don't want the name called, but listen. I thank God because we're a group of people that come together right here. And we know one another. Sister Angela Foote said, Mama said, oh, you know all of them. You know all the names. And you act like you know them personally. She said, I don't know them personally, but I feel like I do. Yeah. And Sister Samoa, come here. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we love you. You got your place here. We ain't with no foolishness over here. We love one another, and we love people. We love people. Yeah. And we pray for folks. We witness and minister where we can. And God is faithful unto us. Hallelujah. It's all right today in Jesus' name. We got time for one more now. If anybody, Jerry, your mic's still open. I'm going to open yours back, Brother Anthony. I know he was wide open singing it. I know.
Thank you.
I'm just listening. You know what? I appreciate everybody. And the way you're calling those names off. Sister Bobby, you are a blessing. You are a blessing to all of us. To get up every day and bring Jesus into our homes. Lord God, we thank you. I thank you. I thank you. You're not bringing me no foolishness in here. You're bringing me the Holy Ghost. You working for the man. And I thank you, Barbara. I thank you. You ought to be proud of me. I put up my Christmas decorations last night.
All right, now.
Yes.
I'm going to get some poinsettias and set them on one on each table. Now, no, I'm not putting up no Christmas tree. I'm going to be honest with you on that.
Okay.
But I do have some blanket ornaments. And I have them in a little bowl in there blanket. They run by batteries.
Okay.
That's about enough for me. You know, I don't want to overdo it.
Okay, that's good. That's good right there, Jerry. And I'm going to do the same. I'm just do a little bit in the house to make it feel like Christmas. Get a few nuts and some candy or whatever and sit it around like, you know, Mama used to do. And going on down the street. Yeah. Because I just want to tell God, thank you, Lord. I have not forgotten you. And I thank you for another year. I thank you for another December 6, 2021. And I think that if you bless me to see December the 25th, God, I think that I want to celebrate. I don't want to just be taken, but I want to celebrate and give. Yeah, because some people, that's all they want. They just want what you can give them. They don't really truly love you, you know, unless you're giving them something.
Father, you have brought us from a mighty long way. Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you today. Glory
he brought me from a mighty long ways. He brought me. I was listening to this sermon on Matthew 25th chapter. What you do unto the least one of my children, you have done it unto me. So I don't want to do nothing to offend or hurt no one. I thank you, Lord. Draw me near to the throne.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, listen. Is there anyone else? Brother Anthony, your mic back open. Go ahead.
I just want to say at this, thank God. Excuse me. This song just brought back memories. I just thank God for, you know, again, like I say, where he brought me from, where he taking me at, you know, because I can remember when I was hearing that song, where I was at and where I'm at now. So I just thank you, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, so I thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, he did what she did. Ah, thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord. Thank you. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hey, thank you. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, he's been so good to me. Just thank you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Ah, shut up, she did. It is a most high. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Ah, thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Can't thank you enough, Father God. I just want to thank you.
Yes,
thank you. Praise your holy name, Father God. Oh, thank you.
Hallelujah.
That was it. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The songwriter for you don't know like I know. Hallelujah. What God has done for me. Yeah. You wasn't there. You don't know where he brought me from, see. You don't know the things I went through before I got to where I am right now. Hallelujah. He sent a prank my way. And I was blessed. Yeah. Because he was there with me and praying for me. He sent me over to Jesus in the morning. They was praying with me. He sent a woman I could call when I was going through things that other people didn't know about. They didn't understand. But it was like a spiritual mother. Hallelujah. So I know you don't understand it. Some songs we hear, it brings back memories of where God brought us from. Yeah, because we was in a place. He was in a place,
yes.
And he delivered us. He said his word.
Hallelujah.
And his word delivered us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Wow, Miss Bobby, that song. Ooh, it just did something on my spirit.
Yeah.
Hot, yeah, spirit.
Praise.
Yes, Lord. Thank you. Ah, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Lord, hallelujah.
Couldn't find nobody. First high and low. Still couldn't find nobody. Nobody great. Nobody great.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. On our side.
Thank you, God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord.
Yes, looking beyond fault, yet meeting need today. Casting our cares upon him, for he cares for us. Hallelujah. It's already all right. So listen, I'm going to pray us out this morning and we pray the Lord bring us back tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for another episode of Jesus in the Morning. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now, Lord. We thank you right now for what you're doing, for what you've done already, and Father, what you're going to do. You're Almighty God who have all power. Father, there's no higher power. We look to the hills today, from which cometh our help. All of our help comes from you. You made the heavens and the earth. And Father, we come this morning asking, God, that you will rebuke the devourer for our sake this day, in the name of Jesus. Father, help us to walk in the spirit that we don't fulfill the lust of our flesh. And our enemies, oh God, we give them to you. We pray for them that you would save them. And Lord, you would sanctify them, that you would fill them with your spirit today. And God, we pray for those that despitefully use us on purpose. They know what they're doing, and they're still coming with the foolishness. Father, we ask that you would deliver them today, set them free in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We give you glory, honor, and praise. Bless our going out. Bless our coming in. Father, meet the need in our lives according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. We ask it all this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus and give someone something of quality. God loves and a blessed day. Of Almighty God upon you today. In Jesus' name. So listen, at this time we're going to our last song of the morning, and after this song I won't be coming back, but God bless you. God bless you today.
I come from Memphis, Tennessee. Little small house, big family, 7 kids and I'm the baby. But I'm grown now and I'm like, praise the Lord, cause everything I've been praying for is finally knocking on my door. And it's so, so loud, and I'm gonna take it. Ooh. I told y'all I'm gonna make it. And when I make it, I'ma bring the whole world.
when I make it, I'm going to bring the whole hood with me. Say, girl, what you talking about? I'm going to bring the whole hood with it. Oh, I done got out of Facebook and everything. Goodness, I forgot all about this thing. When it's on my page, go over there and get it now.